Hey, it's Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Star Trek The Motion Picture, written by Alex W., read by Andrew Adam Caldwell.
Fade in. The opening credits begin with a rousing Jerry Goldsmith score, which makes everyone born after 1985 wonder why the fuck this movie is starting with the Next Generation theme. Exterior, deep space. Some Klingon ships approach a weird energy cloud thing. Klingon captain.
The super cool electric base licks we detected are emanating from there. We cannot let this challenge to Klingon heavy metal domination slide. Fire torpedoes!
The torpedoes do jack shit. In response, the energy cloud fires energy balls that begin de-rezzing the Klingons. Klingon captain.
Oh, rust in peace, blood brothers!
Interior, Federation outpost Logan's Run. Meanwhile, in case anyone was wondering what happened to Times Square New Year's Eve balls when they were done, it turns out they all got jammed together to make this Federation space station. Communications officer.
Sir, if I'm reading this stupidly illegible font on my monitor correctly, and holy fuck, is this some kind of future encryption, putting it in 48-point block funky letters? Anyway, I believe I've intercepted a signal from some random interstellar camera that's filming some Klingons in distress.
Commander.
On screen? My God, it's killed all the Klingons, and it's heading for Earth!
Dun-dun-dun!
Pause. Pretty crazy to think that that's the sum total of Klingon appearances in the first two Star Trek movies. Exterior, Vulcan. Vulcan Priestess.
Leonard, we are so glad you've learned to accept the shithole of Barren Rock as your home.
Leonard Nimoy.
Indeed. I am ready to fully accept the Vulcan way of pure logic and discipline, as evidenced by my crazy rockstar bedhead. And so I accept the revered craftfarer necklace of funky reason.
Wait, I sense something far out in space, far out, and groovy. I must go. Interior, Federation HQ, Earth. William Shatner lands in the big hangar bay using effects that were apparently deemed acceptable back in 1979. Saucy McNotspock.
Hello, I'm Saucy McNotspock. You can just forget stupid old Spock. I'm here to stay. I'm the Vulcan first mate for a new generation.
Snaps. William Shatner.
Right. Hey, Jimmy Doohan. I see we're still able to do a scene side by side without immediately trying to rip each other's nards off. That's nice.
Grins.
Anyway, I've been given back command of the Enterprise on account of the dire emergency and my familiarity with the ship. Report.
James Doohan.
Let's see. They've rebuilt the ship, everything's different, and almost nothing is ready. All your knowledge of the Enterprise is useless now. Yay! Let me give you an external tour. I've set up a giant LED office lamp to help show off the new design.
They drive slowly up to the Enterprise, and then slowly alongside, and then slowly back around again, and basically waste tons of time jerking it to the exterior curves of the ship when time is of the essence and all that. Interior Enterprise. Bridge. On the bridge, we find Nichelle Nichols and George Takei and Walter Koenig, along with an embarrassingly lame hover platform stunt, which would have looked cheap in Dark Star, for cripe's sake. George Takei.
Oh, it's good to be back. I'm sure this will still be a thrilling adventure, even though we're not quite the young bucks we used to be.
Nichelle Nichols.
Dude, we keep doing these movies for another 12 years. Wait till DeForest looks like a literal crypt keeper. We're going to regret saving all the fist fights and running around for later installments, let me tell you.
Walter Koenig.
I'm just excited to see everyone again. It'll be great to see how our characters and relationships have evolved since the end of the TV series, and to reestablish our rapport with Shatner and Nimoy and...
William Shatner rushing past.
Oh, hey, Uhura, Sulu, Chekhov, great. Great to see you looking good, okay? I gotta run. Bye.
Leaves. George Takei.
Dick.
Interior Engineering. Shatner tracks down previous captain Stephen Collins. William Shatner.
Listen, Collins, I've been given command for this mission because a team of Starfleet archaeologists just discovered that, in real life, you are actually a filthy pedo scumbag. Stephen Collins, that's not fair. I just want to offer my firm guiding hand to this virginal vessel on its maiden voyage. Why won't... William Shatner, oh God, shut up before I puke. Now, it's too late to re-edit the whole movie, so just try to stay inconspicuous before you ruin the entire franchise. Got it? In fact, keep to the edge of the frame so the TV pan and scan can cut you out as much as possible. Doohan, have you beamed up the rest of the crew yet? James Doohan, working on it. Oh, crap. Transporter turned Saucy McNaught Spock into a pile of goop. Guess there'll be no Vulcan hijinks for us. Nope. No logic emotion clashes on this mission. Winks. Interior Enterprise. Social Hub Rec Center. Shatner has gathered the entire crew to watch a giant view screen. William Shatner, I know you're all concerned about what lies ahead. So to inspire you, here's three Klingon ships dying horribly from an unstoppable weapon. Pause. This not yet fully operational ship is the only one in range to defend Earth. And I must say, way to guard Earth, Starfleet. That's some top-notch tactics there. Nichelle Nichols. Sir, we're getting a message from Logan's Run Station that they're about to be obliterated. William Shatner. Even better for morale. Put it on the big view screen right away, external view. Nichelle Nichols. How the fuck would that work? Oh, right, the floating cameras that we seeded every square inch of outer space with. The Logan's Run Station appears on screen, about to be fragged. We cut to internal view in time for Logan's Run Commander. Ah, their Instagram filter too strong for our shields! Aye! Dies. William Shatner. Right. Don't worry, crew. Our shields are, way, way better. Dismissed. Interior Enterprise Bridge. Brand new character, Persis Kambata, arrives on board, the wonky transporter having only lost her hair and pants. Persis Kambata. My people took an oath of celibacy, right after our oath of wearing only taint-length microskirts. This may seem like an odd way to introduce myself, but I heard about Shatner's reputation as an interstellar horn dog, so... William Shatner. Greetings, Persis. May I... Persis Kambata fleeing. Oath of celibacy! Oath of celibacy! Shatner instead goes to the transporter room to greet DeForest Kelly, who arrives wearing his disco bones outfit complete with crazy beard and gold fucking medallion. DeForest Kelly. Damn it, Jim. Hello. Hope you dig the threads. I just wanted nobody to ever doubt exactly what decade this movie was made in. William Shatner. Actual line. Damn it, Bones. I need you. Badly. DeForest Kelly. Yeah, those Starfleet pants don't really hide anything, huh? The Enterprise turns on its running lights and is ready to go. They leave space dock and fly past a child's science fair exhibit of Jupiter on their way to deep space. Interior Enterprise Bridge. William Shatner. George, we need to attempt Warp 1. George Takei. Aye, aye, sir. Warp 1 achieved. Everything's nominal. All hunky... Oh, fuck, it's a wormhole. It sucked us into the Doctor Who opening credits universe. Walter Koenig. Also, there's an asteroid ahead inside the wormhole or something. Not sure how that works, but we'll need some clever way out of this. They shoot the asteroid, which fixes the rift in space-time. Obviously. Walter Koenig. Shudder. Why not? Nichelle Nichols. Phew. Also, Leonard Nimoy is outside in a shuttle, requests permission to dock. William Shatner. He just fell through a wormhole in space and are horribly off course. How the fuck did he even know where we are? Fuck it. Let him on board. It's taken long enough to get the big three together as it is. Leonard Nimoy arrives on the bridge in his goth coat and is super bitch cold to everyone, even Big Head Guy, whose purpose on the bridge has yet to be disclosed, but holy shit, is his fucking head ever huge. Leonard Nimoy. I observe that your engines suck. Allow me. Presses button. They are now god level. You're welcome. Anyway,
I wish to join in your search for this mysterious alien presence. Divorced Kelly.
Based on nothing but tradition, I object. Damn it, Spock!
Etc. William Shatner, actual line.
Bones, I need him.
DeForest Kelly, averting eyes.
Dear God, there you go again. For sure we need looser pants next time.
Suddenly, a red alert goes off. The ship helpfully reminds us by shouting, red alert, over and over again. We can't have people hearing themselves think during a red alert, after all. Nichelle Nichols. We've reached the cloud, sir. It has 12th power energy. William Shatner.
My God, really? 12th power? Are you fucking with me?
Leonard Nimoy.
It's no bullshit, Captain. I'm reading 12th power also. Sweet goddamn.
George Takei, freaking out.
12th fucking power. Holy fucking shit, dudes.
William Shatner, tripping balls.
I mean, Jesus! Fucking sweet Christmas 12th motherfucking power!
While everyone is busy losing their shit, the cloud shoots them, causing explosions everywhere. Walter Koenig.
My arm is wounded, and that's the only thing I actually contribute to the whole movie. Getting mildly hurt.
Nichelle Nichols. Our peace messages aren't getting through. It's going to shoot again. Leonard Nimoy.
I observe your communications equipment sucks. Allow me. Presses button. It is now God level. You're welcome. We may now proceed inside.
Exterior. Within the space energy cloud. The Enterprise flies into the cloud to find trippy 2001 shit man. Whoa, check out these groovy psychedelic screensavers. Funkalicious. George Takei is stunned. Nichelle Nichols is so utterly stunned. Walter Koenig is so very completely fucking stunned. George Takei.
Yeah, this is way better than having big moments or memorable lines or plot functions.
William Shatner.
Right. Hold position just outside the robot labia skyline thing. We need pictures of that shit.
Suddenly, a column of light energy appears, which is very bright and loud. It scans one of the consoles.
Leonard Nimoy. I observe your counter-energy beam data thievery measures suck.
Smashes console.
They are now God level. You're welcome.
Beam of light.
Well, fuck you. If I can't steal data, I'm gonna steal the bald chick.
The beam and Perseus combative vanish.
Red shirt number one. Whew. Thought for sure that one of us was gonna bite it.
Red shirt number two.
Oh, we don't get killed in this movie. We just wear outfits so fucking humiliating we wish we were dead.
Leonard Nimoy.
Captain, a tractor beam has brought us outside some kind of aperture.
Actual line.
I suspect that aperture leads to another chamber that may house some part of the inner mechanism.
William Shatner.
So, you're saying that door between us and the inside might be a door that leads to the inside. For a guy who single-handedly fixed the entire ship, you can say some downright stupid fucking shit, you know that?
Computer.
Sonic shower alert! Sonic shower alert!
William Shatner. Damn it, I thought we got rid of the Doctor Who contamination. Leonard, DeForest, with me.
Interior. Pierce's Combata's cabin. The big three barge into the cabin and find...
William Shatner.
My God, that's naked Pierce's Combata in that shower. I must investigate. Bones, hold my uniform.
DeForest Kelly.
Wait a second, Bill. That's actually a mechanism.
William Shatner.
You mean a robot?
DeForest Kelly.
Yes, but we're going to insist on using the term mechanism.
Shrugs.
Sounds more highbrow or something. Wasn't my idea.
Robo Persis.
I am sent by V'ger. V'ger seeks the creator. The carbon units will assist while keeping their carbon rods secured well within their pants. Thank you very much.
They take Robo Persis to the medical bay. DeForest Kelly.
It's amazing how this, mechanism has replicated human anatomy. She even has eye moisture.
William Shatner.
So, that would mean she'd have moisture in other places?
Stephen Collins.
Damn it! Persis was my girlfriend, you know! Let me handle this!
Interior leisure deck. Stephen gives Robo Persis a tour of the ship. Stephen Collins.
Surely you remember the games room. We would play this flashy light thing for hours.
Robo Persis.
I presume the games are beamed directly into the carbon units' heads, because from here they look lame as fuck.
Stephen Collins. No, but what about us? Those magical times when I'd spend all night stroking that baby smooth head of yours.
RoboParis. The carbon unit is creepy as hell. I am shutting this shit down right the fuck now.
Interior. Thruster suit storage room. Leonard finds the guy with the porniest mustache in the crew and gives him a super porny neck pinch, then steals a thruster suit, which is surprisingly not for porn purposes. Leonard Nimoy, into recorder.
I believe that going through the alien door will provide a better view of the inside.
Pause. Look, I can't utter profound wisdom all fucking day, people. Leonard uses the suit to sneak through the aperture. Inside is, sure enough, more trippy shit, including 3D models of planets and a gigantic Persis Combata. Leonard Nimoy.
Think I'll try a mind meld with the enormous unknown alien consciousness. What could go wrong?
Smash cut to interior sickbay. Leonard Nimoy.
Well, that could have gone better. Chuckles.
DeForest Kelly.
The fuck, Leonard? You're laughing? Is the character of Spock about to drastically change?
Leonard Nimoy.
No. And forget that ever happened. Anywho, Beecher is a living machine. Like back in episode 3 and episode 8 and episode 12 and episode 17 and episode 25 and episode 34 and Nichelle Nichols through intercom.
Captain, we're in Earth orbit. Did I forget to mention that we were almost in Earth orbit?
Interior bridge. V'ger sends a signal to Earth, but getting no response, horks out giant electric snotballs to encircle the planet.
Leonard Nimoy. Captain, V'ger is a child. It knows only that it wants.
Stephen Collins, heavy breathing.
William Shatner. Fuck off you, okay? I have a plan.
Loudly.
Hey, RoboParis. I know why the creator doesn't reply.
RoboParis.
Okay, then tell me, or V'ger rips Earth a new asshole.
William Shatner, still loudly.
Well, it seems my bluff has been called. Did absolutely everyone hear that? Oh, good. All part of the plan.
RoboParis.
Out of pity for your pathetic plan, you may meet with V'ger.
William Shatner,
the shot strikes again.
Right. Leonard, DeForest, with me.
Oh, fuck it.
Collins, you can come too, in case there's any booby traps that need springing. James Doohan.
Yes, of course. Why bring the engineer along to deal with the living machine? It's fine. I'll wait out the rest of the movie with my thumb up my ass, like I've been doing for about an hour now.
Asshole. Exterior. V'ger nerve center landscape thing. The gang travel over a giant hexagonal terrain and find a Voyager probe.
What?
William Shatner.
My God, this metal plate says V'ger?
What?
Leonard Nimoy.
Wait, there's some space dust on the plate. It says Voyager.
What?
DeForest Kelly.
There's still more space dust. It says to serve Voyager. What?
V'ger begins burping out coded messages. Back on the ship, Nichelle frantically Googles Voyager 6 answer codes and sends the results to the away team. DeForest Kelly.
Damn it! It blew the Wi-Fi router. We have to enter the code manually.
RoboParis.
Yes, the creator must join with V'ger. Activate mood lighting.
Stephen Collins.
I'll do it. Creating a brand new life form, an entire infant species. Oh, man.
William Shatner, lackluster.
No, Stephen, don't sacrifice yourself. Guys, restrain me.
Try to make it look good. Like I was trying to stop him, okay? You're barely holding on. Right.
Oh, no, Stephen, don't die. Fuck it. Okay, that's enough. Let's jet.
Stephen and RoboParis are surrounded by sparkly disco lights, and they levitate, and of course the alien ship blows up, but in a way that leaves the Enterprise totes fine. Interior, bridge. Back on board, Big Head Guy gathers the away team's coats, finally revealing his purpose. William Shatner.
Good work, crew. Earth is saved.
Nichelle. Record the casualties. Commander McNotsbach. Captain Collins,
Lieutenant Kambada. No, wait. Forget McNaught Spock, he sucked. And the other two list them as missing. Smiles wistfully. Nichelle Nichols. Wait, Steven, sure, but you realize the real Persis is fucking dead, right? That it was a robot or mechanism version of her that became part of a new species? William Shatner, faraway look. Missing, shakes head. Right then, off to new adventures. DeForest Kelly.
But weren't you only made captain again on an emergency basis, which is now over?
Leonard Nimoy.
And I only showed up to contact the alien, which I did. I don't even have an official status here.
George Takei.
Also, maybe we should take a minute to let Starfleet know what the fuck just happened?
William Shatner.
Fuck all that! Let's fly off! Bye-bye, suckers!
And.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more, and thanks for listening.